Okay, today's daf is Eiruvin daf Kuf Gimel. Kuf Gimel, as we continue here towards the end of Maseches Eiruvin, and we will start with the Mishnah on daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Koshrin, we started to discuss in the last couple of Mishnayos the differences between Mikdash and Medina, as we said that Isurei D'Oraisa are obviously Usur throughout. Isurei D'Rabbanan, Chazal, were Meiko when it comes to certain situations in Mikdash. Not all, as we will see a little bit today, but Ein Shvus B'Mikdash is a general concept, doesn't always apply 100%, but most of the time. And that's what these Mishnayos are about in terms of allowing Isurei D'Rabbanan in the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Mishnah, Koshrin Nima B'Mikdash. We know that the Levim used to play musical instruments in the Beis HaMikdash. What happens if on Shabbos one of their instruments rips, one of the strings rips? So says the Mishnah, it's okay, they could tie it back up. No Koshrin Nima B'Mikdash, Avalo B'Medina, but not in the Medina. The type of Kesher that we are talking about here, Pashtus, is one that is D'Rabbanan. If we're Mechalik between the D'Oraisa and the D'Rabbanan, so it must be that between Mikdash and Medina, it must be that what we're allowing is a D'Rabbanan. L'chora, that's what we would have thought. If you look in Rashi, Kosher Nima, Rashi says no. Rashi says we're talking about the, according to the opinion, that Machshirei Mitzvah are also Docha. This is a Machlokas in Perek Arbalaz of the Mila and elsewhere, when we have certain mitzvot that are allowed to be done on Shabbos. For example, Mila. What about the Machshirei Mila? What about the preparatory stages? Am I allowed to sharpen the knife? Am I allowed to cut wood in order to make a fire to sharpen the knife on Shabbos? Are machshirin allowed on Shabbos or not? So that is a machlokas tanoim. Rashi says that's what this Mishnah is referring to. The playing of the instruments, that's machshirin of the karban. You don't need that, do you? The Levim sing and play instruments regarding the in consonance with the nesachim. So the question is, would that be allowed if the musical instrument rips? So Rashi says that yes, it's allowed. Pashtus, even on a Doraisa level. Why? Because this is an example of Machshirei Mila. According to the Manda Amar, Machshirei Mila are Docha Shabbos, but it is limited, Pashtus, it is limited to a case where the string ripped on Shabbos. It was Machshirei Mila that was not able to be done before Shabbos. So again, if it wasn't able to be done, and even though it's Machshirei Mila, you're allowed to do it in the Beis HaMikdash. Kosher Nima B'Mikdash, Avaloma Medina, but Stam in the Medina, not for Avoda, that's an Issa Daraisa. So again, though this Mishnah, if we would have read it with the backdrop of all the other Mishnayos, we would have thought, oh, there's a chilek, Beis HaMikdash, and outside the Beis HaMikdash, we would have thought this is in the realm of D'Rabbanan, but Rashi clues us in and says, no, this is even on the level of D'Oraisa. I could even make a real Kesher Shakayama, Kosher Nima B'Mikdash, on the level of D'Oraisa, even though it would be an Issa D'Oraisa done outside the Beis HaMikdash. There is a Machlokas Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yehonasan here, in the back says, there is a machlokas elsewhere, whether ikur shira bepeh or ikur shira bekli. We know the Levim sung, and they also used instruments. Halachically, what was the ikar? What's defined as the ikar? Their voice, or even the kalim that are involved. So that's a machlokas at the end of Maseches Sukkah. Rabbeinu Yonasan said it must be our Mishnah is following the opinion of ikur shira bekli. Because after all, would we allow you to do an Issa D'Oraisa if ikur shira bepeh? If the instruments were just secondary, so that's where Rabbeinu Yehonasan limits this Mishnah. The Tosfos Yantif on Mishnayah says, Lishitaso, the Rambam, when he quotes this Mishnah, only allows you to do a Kesher She'eino Shel Kayama. A Durabana not. You know why, says the Tosfos Yantif? Because the Rambam paskins Iker Shira is Bepeh. The Iker Shira is not with a Kli. And therefore, it's only secondary, the musical instrument, so I'm not going to allow you to do an Issa D'Oraisa. That's why the Rambam would only allow you to do a Kesher She'eino Shel Kayama. That's the Tosfos Yantif Sa'ara right here on the Mishnah. Okay, we continue. Second half of the Mishnah. V'im b'tchila kan v'kan aser. But b'tchila, meaning to strap, to knot the cords, the strings, originally, not that it ripped on Shabbos, but I'm going to make a guitar on Shabbos, I'm going to make a harp on Shabbos, whatever it is for the, not a guitar, but the other instruments that are used in the Beis HaMikdash, that would be Aser D'Oraisa, because that is not allowed. Only Machshirin that are Efsher La'asoso, May Erev Shabbos, are included in this Heter of the Mishnah. Once we learn the topic of Kshira, again, we can spend many hours on the Malacha of Kshira, but one that's quoted here, and that is, Rav Zilberstein quotes the discussion of tzitzis. We know there's a big discussion many times when we have our talesim, when we have our tzitzis, the edges can become a little loose. The question is, what is one allowed to tighten the edges of the tzitzis, those knots, so they don't come out? Right, it comes up all the time. So, Rova Poskim, he quotes Rav Yashiv, his father-in-law, who says, it's Asur. Right, Kshira, I, L'shem Mitzvah, we're not in the Beis HaMikdash. We're not in the Beis HaMikdash. We're not going to let that Machshire Mitzvah that are allowed. If somebody has tzitzis in their kosher, even though it's loose, one is not allowed to tighten them on Shabbos. And this is why some even have the minog. Even those who check their tzitzis every morning before they put on their talis, they put it over their shoulder and check them, some poskim say maybe that's not a good idea on Shabbos. Because usually after we check, the second after we check, we pull it taut and we pull it tight. So, Gzeirah, you know, this is just a chumrah. We can really rely on the fact that it was kosher yesterday. We don't have to check every morning. You want to check every morning, it's a chumrah, wonderful and fine. But if it's usually followed by the tightening, that's a problem, and therefore there are those that suggest not to check one's talis, tzitzios, on Shabbos morning because we don't want to run into the problem of tightening. Again, this is kshira. Good, let's continue. Oh, maybe just one, because again, we within the Shloshim Yom of Rav Neuwirth's Ptira, and if you remember we've discussed in the past, what about double knots? Double knots, it's not allowed to tie a double knot, because if you what we call a double knot, which is a kshira, which is an aniva, agabi kesher. What we call a double knot when we tie our shoes, it's really two bows on top of a knot. So if you look in the original Shmira Shabbos Mahadura Rishona, the one before, the one that came out a couple of years ago, so it seems like it's a problem. But if you look, he clarified it in the new volume of the Shmira Shabbos, where he says that a double knot, because it could be taken out with one hand, if you pull hard enough on one side, the whole thing comes apart. So what we call a double knot would be mutter, assuming that it's going to come out within 24 hours. Because remember, what we discussed in Masechta Shabbos, there's an element of objectivity to the knot and time. So if there's even a single knot, but if it's going to remain for a long time, for more than 24 hours, that's a problem. Like tying a garbage bag before I put it into the garbage. Even if it's what we call a single knot, an aniva agabi kesher, that's a problem, because it's going to last. Just the aniva on the bottom, just the bottom thing where it's going to come out in a second, that's okay, because that's not considered anything. But if it's going to be within 24 hours going to come out, then even what we call a double knot, Rav Shmir Shabbos says that it is okay because it's called a kesher she'eino shel kayama. Okay, so this is kshir in the Beis HaMikdash. Again, the line was that with sorech, the musical instruments, if something rips on Shabbos, one is allowed to fix it. But if it was never put together, putting it together on Shabbos for the first time is going to be usur. Says the Gemara Braminu, but I learned in a Braisa, Nimas Kinor Shenifsika, Lohaya Koshra Ela Onva. But if there is a string of the Kinor of the harp, Shenifsika, that ripped, then the Braisa says you're only allowed to bow it. You're not allowed to tie it. You're only allowed to make an aniva. What do you mean? Our Mishnah says you can make a tie. Why only an aniva? Stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So a couple of answers. Answer number one. We're going to have five altogether. Number one. Lo kasha harabana harabi Eliezer. Maybe this is goof of the machlokas that we referred to before about machshire mitzvah being doche. L'Rabbi Eliezer d'amar machshire mitzvah doche as a Shabbos. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who not only allows the certain mitzvahs to be doche Shabbos, but even machshirin koshra, that he can tie it. This is machshirin, and you can tie it fine, the daraisa. L'Rabbanan d'amri ain dochen, but according to the Rabbanan who say you're not allowed to machshire mila or not, machshire mitzvah, machshire mila, machshire avot, Oda, Machshire, anything that's allowed. So Onva, then you're only allowed to bow it, right? Because you're not allowed to do the Isser da Araisa. Fine, option one. Says the Gemara, that doesn't work. E Rebbe Eliezer, if it's Rebbe Eliezer's opinion that allows Machshirin afilu lechatchila nami, that even for the first time, even betchila should be mutter. Why does the Mishnah, if we're saying the Mishnah is like Rebbe Eliezer, that says you're even allowed to make a knot, because it's machshirin, so why does the Mishnah end off, v'im b'tchila kan v'kan aser? What do you mean? Even b'tchila should be mutter. It's machshirin, which are mutter. So the Gemara says, okay, that answer does not hold. Ella, Lokasha, second try, Ha Reb Yehuda, Vaharabanan. Maybe it's the machlokas between Reb Yehuda, the Rabbanan, about Aniva. We have in Masechah Shabbos, according to Reb Yehuda, a bow is considered a knot for Hilchah Shabbos. There's no difference between Aniva and Keshes. Maybe that's the difference. According to the Mishnah, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference between Kshira and Aniva, so you might as well do Kshira. According to the Rabbanim, there's a difference, so that's why you do Aniva. Says the Rabbah 1 minute. Rabbi Yehuda, Aliva Daman. But still, fine, that's a machlok, it's about Aniva. But what does that Rabbi Yehuda say about Machshirin? E Aliba Rabbi Eliezer Kamar. If that Rabbi Yehuda, who says there's no difference between Aniva and Kshira, and therefore you might as well do a Kshira, if he's talking about within Rabbi Eliezer, then we have the same question as before. Afilo lechatchila nami. He should allow the Kshira to be done, even if it didn't become undone on Shabbos. So why is it that the Mishnah limits it to a case that only comes up on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Ella, try number three. First two are rejected, so 3, 4, and 5 will be accepted. Number three, Ella Lokasha, Harab Shimin, Harabanan. We're going to have a Shita in the following Brisa that agrees to Rabbi Eliezer partially. According to Rabbi Eliezer himself, Machshire Mila Ardocha Shabbos, Machshire Mitzvah Ardocha, even if it could have been done before Shabbos. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, and that's the opinion that's getting us into trouble, because our Mishnah only allows it bidi eved, not you're allowed to tie it up originally on Shabbos. If something rips on Shabbos, you can fix it. So that Mishnah doesn't fit so well with Rabbi Eliezer, who says you can do it even lachachila. So we have to come up with an opinion that holds like Rabbi Eliezer, but only part of the way. It's mutter if you couldn't have done it before Shabbos. So that's what we're about to answer. Lo kasha. Harab Shimon Harabanan. The Bryce is Reb Shimon Shita, which says only Aniva, and the Mishnah says like the Rabbanan. Which Reb Shimon? Titania. The Bryce says, Ben Levi Shenifsakolo Nima Bekinor, a Ben Levi whose harp got, the string got ripped, Koshra. Allowed to tie it. That's the Rabbanan Shita. You're even allowed to tie it, right? And that's the Shita of the Mishnah. And you see the Lashon is only a Lashon of B'dievet. Only if it ripped. So that's the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Homer Onva. And Rabbi Shimon is the Shita of the Brisa. He says, bow it, do not tie it. So you see, Betherish, Machlokas Tanoim is the Machlokas between our Mishnah and the Brisa. This Brisa, though, just adds in one other opinion. Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Omer, Af hi ena mashma, says Akol. If you tie it up, it's not going to help. It's not going to make the same beautiful sound if you tie it. Ella, what he says to do, is you are, this Rav Shimon Elazar agrees to the Rabbanan, that you're allowed to do an Issa Daraisa, because of the Machshirin, if you couldn't have foreseen what was going to happen before Shabbos. But he says, the Kshira Malach is not what I'm allowing, because that doesn't achieve the results that you want. Ella, Mishalshel, what you're allowed to do, is there's always extra taut string at the top and the bottom of the instrument. So you can unravel that and bring it across and then tie it a little bit less at the ends, because then the sound will be perfect. That also is a malacha. That's the malacha makba patish. You're fixing the musical instrument. But it's better to do that malacha than the malacha of kshira, because that's going to preserve the sound. Afi ena mashmas is akol, ella mishalshel milamata, v'karech milamala, o mishalshel milamala, v'karech milamata. Okay, conceptually, Rav Shimon ben Elazar is the same as the Rabbanan. Both allow a malacha de oraisa, even for machshirin, as long as it could not have been done before Shabbos. So that is the shita of our Mishnah. The Brisa, which only allows aniva, is the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Okay, that is the first answer that's accepted. That is answer number three. Answer number four. V'ibayisema, next try. Hava harabanan. Maybe it's both the Rabbanan who allow machshirin if you couldn't have done it otherwise earlier. V'lo kasha kan be'emsa kan menatzad. The question is, be'emsa or menatzad? Be'emsa, in the middle, you need to make a knot. You need to make a knot, because or else it's not going to hold. So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a case of be'emsa. The Brisa is menatzad at this and the side. So on the side, a bow would be enough. So the more you could be mishaneh, you try to lower it. If we have a choice to do an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan or anything less, we always try to do less. And therefore, It is, that's the answer. V'bayisema, or number five, havaha be'emsa, marsavar, gazrinan, marsavar lo gazrinan. Or maybe it is be'emsa, but the question is, are we gozer that if we allow you to do a knot here, you might come to do a knot on the side also, where you don't need to do the knot. So do we make that gzeira or not? That's the machlokas between the tanoim of the Mishnah and the Brisa. Okay? This is a couple of issues relating to musical instruments. Remember, the whole Issur D'Rabbanan of playing musical instruments on Shabbos comes from this context. And that is, Shema, if the string rips, I might come to fix it. You see here that they're fixing it. They're fixing it. They're involved in fixing it. That's what you see from here. But that's the Gzeira D'Rabbanan playing musical instruments. Remember, Tosfos in Maseches Beitza mentions that the Mishnah and the Gemara there in Beitza discuss an extension of this Gzeira, not only musical instruments, but clapping and singing and dancing. And all of that is included, Shem Yisak and Kleshir, which is the Malacha of Makam Apatish, as was said here. Tosfos in Beitza, Daf Lamed, has the tremendous Chiddush. I think we mentioned this recently. Tosfos says, Umihu, Lididon, Shari, but Bizman Azeh, we're allowed to... What? Tosfos doesn't say you're allowed to play musical instruments. He doesn't go that far. Tosfos says we're allowed the extension of that Dindra Abanan, which was clapping and singing and dancing. Tosfos says, L'didon Shari, the Dafka be a mehen, only in those days, Shahayu Bakiyan Lasos Kleshir, Shayach Lemigzar, Ava L'didon, Ein Anu Bakiyan Lasos Kleshir, Velo Shayach Lemigzar. See, it doesn't apply today. And the Ramah quotes this in Hilchos Shabbos, that clapping and singing and dancing, Bizman Azeh, is mutter, because we don't fix anymore. Why don't we say, even though the reason doesn't apply anymore, the Xavier still applies? Big discussion that the Achronim have on this Tosfos, but either way, that's what Tosfos says, but it all has to do with this discussion that we just had in our Gemara about fixing instruments. You see, it was much more common, the assumption of the Gemara that they were fixing and nodding and bowing. Bizman Azeh, we wouldn't do that, but that is why they made Xavier in the days of the Talmud. Okay, says the Mishnah, next discussion of Mikdash versus Medina. I have an animal. I want to give it as a carbon. The problem is it now has a mum. It has a wart. And I can't give it as a carbon. And let's say it's a carbon that has to be given today. Right, I'm not allowed to give it a dav on Shabbos. It's a carbon tamid. What if it's the carbon tamid? What if it's the carbon musaf? So I want to somehow remove this wart from the animal in order to be able to give it as a carbon. The problem is, removing something from an animal could violate Shabbos. I'm allowed to be makriv an animal on Shabbos. Right? I'm allowed to violate. Be dochets. That's a mitzvah daraisa, mitzvah bismano. But am I allowed to do everything connected? So the Mishnah says, chotkin yabelas by mikdash avalo by medina. I'm allowed to cut off the wart in the base of mikdash, but I'm not allowed to cut off warts outside. So again, now we're back to the earlier types of chilukim. We think this is an iser derabanan. There's some type of Issur D'Rabbanan of removing the wart from the animal in the base of the Mikdash, and I'm allowed to do that. What do you mean? Rashi says in the first white line, Biyad Ka'amar. We're not talking about that you're using a cutting instrument, using your hands. So it's a shinui, it's not the usual way to cut off a wart, and therefore that is an Issur D'Rabbanan, and it is allowed in the base of Mikdash, Lasarach of the carbon. Avalo by Medina, but I wouldn't be able to do that in the Medina. Vimbikli, but if I'm using an instrument, Kanvakan Aser, but if I'm using a kli, a scissors, or a cutting instrument, a blade, that would be Aser even in the base of Mikdash. Why? Because that's an Issur D'Oraisa. Which Malacha is one violating? So if you look in Rashi, and if you look in the Rambam, they both say, the Malacha that are violating is the Malacha of Gozes, the Malacha of Shearing. Shearing, second line in Rashi. Vavi told that the gozes is a semer. Right, just like shearing wool or brushing hair and having hair come out. All of that is the malacha of gozes here too. Cutting something from the source of what gives it life, hair, nails, and the wart. Rashi and the Rambam both say that this is the malacha of gozes. If you look in the Taz says no. Hukash, the Taz seems to say that it is tolesh. It's tolesh slash kotzer, oker dover migidulo. Right? This is not something that is separate from the body. This is part of the skin. It's a wart. It's not hair or nails that grow separate from the body. Right? This is part of the body and cutting it would be, says the Taz, a malacha of Oker Davar Migidulo, which we usually categorize as Kotzer, right? Early in the Lama Tes Malachas. The Mishnah Brura in his Bir Halacha and Simon Shin Mem assumes that all the Rishonim are against the Taz. We just still the Rashi. Rashi, the Rambam, says, Oma Masha Tala Taz Atamishum. The Adam Huka Karka, Mashba the Taimo Mishim the Oker Davar Migidulo, Rashi Erevet Kuf Gimel, Rambam Perek Taz Milcha Shabbos. It's Gozes. So it's a Chiddush. The Taz says that this might not be Gozes. Oh, if you look in the Rishash here, the Rishash on our Mishnah says, 1 minute. Okay, fine, it's Gozes. Can't argue with Rishonim. But if this is Gozes, then why is it, when we discuss that Bris Mila Bismano is Doche Shabbos, which malacha am I violating when I do Bris Mila? Which malacha? The simple interpretation of a number of Gemaras is the malacha of Chovel, the malacha of wounding. Wounding is not Gozes. So if removing the ward is Gozes, ask the Rishash, why don't the Rishonim, who talk about Mila, say that the Bris Mila, the Arla, it's Gozes? Why doesn't anybody say that? So there is a Shidim Gubetzes in Ksubis, in the first parak, that does say it. But most Rishonim don't. That's the Rishash's Kasha. Kasha li, if you're telling me that removing a wart on Shabbos is Gozes, the Imkain Mila, l'chayev nami mishim Gozes. It's not only Chavos, also Gozes. U bekama so he says that and also here too, the Rishash says, I think it's not Gozes, I don't think it's what the Taz says, I think it's Chavala. Removing a word is Chavala, that's what the Rishash says. And then he says a Chiddush. What's the definition of Gozes? Why isn't it Gozes here? Why shouldn't it be Gozes? He's arguing on Rashi and the Rambam. He's saying, I don't think they're right. Delo shaya gozes ela bedavar hadomel etsemer. Gozes is something similar to wool. That's where it was in the Mishkan. De gizo machlif, something that grows back. Something that you cut off and it grows back. Kigot siporen, like a fingernail, like hair, like wool. Skin, removing an extra piece of skin that doesn't grow back. A wart? I mean, warts might come back, but it's a new wart. That's not considered the same. It's not supposed to grow back. And therefore, of a bus or of a or, ein gizo machlif. So he says, I don't think it should be gozes. For that reason, because I think the definition of gozes is by something that grows back. Number one. And then he says, number two. And this is very interesting. He says, va'odnirem mitam acher, de'ein kamishum gozes. Says the Rishash, another reason why this is not gozes. He says, look in Tosfos, on Shabbos, davayim gimel amabez, v'tzarech le'etzim, le'inyin kotzer. What does Tosfos there say? Tosfos says there, some melachos have a certain purpose that is part of the definition of the melacha. For example, let's say I harvest. I'm kotzer, but not because I want to have what I harvested. It's just weeds. So I want to get the weeds out of my yard. So I rip the weeds out of the ground. Tosfos has a daya that says maybe that's not kotzer. Because kotzer is not cutting. The malacha of kotzer is harvesting where you want what you're taking. So says the Rishash, it could be that gozes is only where you want what you're taking. Like the wool. I cut the wool, I want it. But if I don't want it, it's going to be a malacha shenis yichla gufa. It's not going to be the malacha daraisa. So maybe here too. You don't want the wart, so maybe that's not gozes. So this already is very, it's a big chiddush. Because what? When I cut my fingernails, I don't want the nails. I'm not interested in the nails. But Pashtus, right, Tosfos in Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Gimel, Tzadik Daled, says, yeah, he seems to agree with the Rishash. Yeah, it's only Durabanan, because you don't want the nails. So Malachi Jerez Suichel Agufa. But Pashtus is, Achronim say, no, you are perfecting your nails. Now they look beautiful. That's tikkun of your tzipranayim. That's a daraisa. You don't look at it in a narrow way of, oh, you don't want what it is. Just like the malacha borer, the Yeshua's Yaakov says, the Bir Halacha quotes it, the beginning of Hilchos Borer. Should you test that borer, isn't that a malacha shenis yichla gufa? You're removing something bad? No. The answer is because you're perfecting what's left. That's a melacha hatzricha legufa. That's a positive purpose. And therefore gozes too. Pashtus is. Even if I don't want what I am cutting, it's still going to violate. But that's the second point of the Rishash here. Two chidushim about gozes. The Rishash here says, I don't think this is gozes. Even though the Rashi says yes, even though the Rambam says yes, I think it is chovel. Gozes is only by something that A, grows back, and two, where you want what you are cutting. Both of those are chidushim. Okay, either way, this is the Rishash and Rashi and the Rambam. Good. One ha'ara, which is the opposite, really, of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about removing a mum. Removing a mum in order to be able to be makriv your karban. There's no isser of removing a mum, let's say, on a weekday. On a weekday, there's no isser of removing a mum. There's an isser to remove a negat sara'as from a person, but that's not this. This is just a mum that the animal has. The opposite, though, is usser, and that is creating a mum in an animal. Why would I want to create a mum in an animal? I have a carbon, I'm being makriv as a carbon. Oh, if it's bachor. If it's a bachor, and the kohen knows that if this bachor gets a mum kavua, now it's his. No more carbon. So that is an isser d'oraisa. Parshas Emar, I'm not allowed to be matil mum b'kadshim. Isser d'oraisa, and kohanim are chashudim on this, because we assume that they might want to put a mum in there. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, it's him in Reish Pei Zayin, mitzvah 287. Shlo nitan mum b'kadshim, klomar, shlo nase bebehema, shi kedusha lemizbeach, shum chabura, o shum shever, she yipsa lalakrava, shnever called mum lo yebo, v'chulu, mishar shi ha-mitzvah, you're being mevazel the karbonos, being mevazel the karbonos, and therefore, one is not allowed to do this. Adrian, is that iser halacha l'maisa? So the Chinuch says, yes, v'noeg iser zeh b'chomakam v'chol zman, b'zachar m'nekevis, avol ein chiyav hamalkus. The Chinuch is quoting the Rambam, very challenging sheet to try to understand. The Rambam and the Chinuch say, it's d'oraisa without Malkus today. The question is, how do you get that pshara? If it applies Bizman Azeh, it should be a full application with Malkus. If it doesn't apply Bizman Azeh, it shouldn't be d'oraisa at all. So Minchas Chinuch here, and Simon Reish Pei Zayin, and Osi Zayin, tries to figure out exactly how do you have that pshara. Yes, d'oraisa, but no Malkus. Okay, either way, back to our Gemara. So, the Mishnah had said that you're allowed to cut off the wart with one's hands, because that's an Issa D'Rabbanan, but not in Medina. V'ramenu, but 1 minute, our Mishnah says you're allowed to cut it off. The Mishnah in Psachim says, when it's Erev Pesach and it's Erev Shabbos, and you're getting your carbon, when it's Erev Pesach Shechali is Bishabbos, then you're not allowed to cut off the wart, says the Mishnah. Har Kavaso, carrying the animal on my back. Fahava also on bringing it michutz latchum vechatichas yabalto and cutting off its wart ein dochin. The rabbanon say it's not doche. Rabbi Lezer omer dochin. Okay, Rabbi Lezer, we're not talking about now. But the Tana Kama there, it's a stira. Stira Mishnah in Erevin and Mishnah in Psacha. Mishnah in Erevin says you're allowed to cut off the wart of a carbon on Shabbos, and Mishnah in Psachim says you're not allowed to. So a couple of answers again. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Chat Amar. First answer is Hava Habalacha. Both warts in both Mishnayos are moist warts, meaning they're still attached to the person. It's not about to fall off. Filo kasha, kan biyad, kan bekli. The difference is yad or kli. Our Mishnah is about yad. And that's why it's mutter. You see in the seifa of our Mishnah, kli is usser. So our Mishnah is about yad, and that Mishnah Psachim is about kli, and that's why it's usser. V'chad amar, and the other answer, hava habiyad. No, they're both biyad. They're both biyad. Why is it usser over there? Filo kasha, hava lacha, habiyavesha. No, lach and yevesha, meaning the Mishnah in Psachim is about it's moist, and therefore it's still attached, and it's asur dirabanan. But when it comes to our Mishnah, is going to be mutter because it is about yevesha. It's dried out. It's about to fall off. It's coming apart anyway. It's not considered that you're doing anything. Period. So now, why does each one not hold to the other one? Ulaman to Amar Habiyad Abakli. According to the one who says Yad and Kli, our Mishnah is about Yad, and that Mishnah is about Kli. My time alo Amar Habalacha Habiyavesha. Why didn't that opinion make the distinction of Lacha and Yavesha? Meaning, our Mishnah is about Yavesha, and the Mishnah Psachim is about Lacha. So Amar Lacha Yavesha Filu Bakli Nami Shari. You know why? Because our Mishnah is about Yavesha. And that's why it's mutter. Yavesha is even mutter with a kli. My time, ifrucha, ifrucha. because it's falling apart. So our Mishnah can't be about Yevesha, because then it would be mutter even with a kli. That's why that Manda Amar did not say the distinction of Lach and Yevesha. And what about the other way? Well, Manda Amar Habalacha Habi Yevesha, my time alo Amar Habi Yad Habi Kli. Why? But according to Manda Amar that says Lach and Yevesha, why didn't it say Biyad? And why didn't he say Habi Yad Habi Kli? Like our Mishnah says Yad, and that Mishnah is talking about Kli. So Amar Lacha Bikli. Hatnan in Bekli Kamakan Usr. You're telling me that the Mishnah Psachim is about Kli, but our Mishnah already says that Beferish. You wouldn't need the Mishnah over there to say Kli again, because our Mishnah already says Kli. That's why I don't like that answer. V'idach, and what would that answer back? Hadiktani Hassan, the reason it repeats Kli there, Shitakaboya Flugir Blazer Rabbanon, because there's a machlokis there about it in that Mishnah. Right? Blazer says Machshir Nardoche. So there is a reason it would say it there. Ve'idach, and the other opinion says, no, that you have to say it's talking about Yad there. Dumya teharkev arkavas, but also michus laktum tani derabanan. You know why I don't want to say that's talking about Kli there? Because the other two items on the list are only derabanan items. Carrying an animal from outside the tchum and bringing it, that's a derabanan. So that's why I want to say that Mishnah is also talking about Yad and not Kli. V'idach, last line, and the other opinion would say that's not true. The other two things on the list could be Da'oraisa. Herkevo, Da'lo Kreb Nasan. Maybe Harkav is not going like the Shita of Reb Nasan, Da'omar, Hachai no Seyas Atzmo. It's not following Reb Nasan who says, a live being carries itself, which makes it from a Da'oraisa to a Da'rabanan. Maybe you don't hold of that. And therefore carrying animals, Da'oraisa. Or Hava Aso Michus Latchum Kreb Yakiva, Da'rabatchum and Da'oraisa. As we've discussed earlier, maybe it's like Rabbi Akiva that tchumen, all tchumen of daraisa, right, even the smallest, even 2,000 amos, Yud Beis Mil is a machlokas Rishonim, about whether that's daraisa or not. The Rambam says that's daraisa. Some Rishonim say all tchumen of darabanan, the Ramban. But at least maybe this Mishnah could be going to Rabbi Akiva, that tchumen are daraisa. Period. Adkan, so we have two different answers. How to explain the contradiction between the Mishnah and Erev and the Mishnah Psachim? Either Yad and Kli, or Yavesh and Lach. Those two. If you look earlier when the Gemara had suggested that Lacha and Yavesha, so Yavesha, even with a Kli, would be Usser then. You take a step back. Our Mishnah, which was Mukim as Yavesha, is still Usser with a Kli. Why is that according to that Manda Amar? Why is it us? Why is Yevesha Asa even with a Kli? Because Rashi has an unusual lashon here. Rashi says, about the fifth wide line or so, V'yafilu hachi b'kli asur, mishum de misakin law, you're still fixing something, the inyan milacha ka'avid. You're doing an inyan, you're not doing a malacha. It's dried up, it's being cut off. But you're involved in something that smacks of a malacha. Inyan milacha ka'avid. It's pretty unusual what that means. You're not doing a malacha, but you're doing an inyan malacha. If you look at Tosfos, top Tosfos says, V'yafilo hachi asrinim b'kli, you're still going to asr it, d'shvus gadol hu. No, it's a big shvus. What does that mean? There's little shvusim and big shvusim. Right? There's more serious drabanans and less serious drabanans. If you're using a cutting instrument, even if the item is almost off, it's still going to be a shvus gadol, because you're using a cutting instrument on Shabbos to cut this off. And therefore, Tosfos says shvus gadol. This, all these shvusim, to say that some shvusim are so awesome. Remember, this is even in Beis HaMikdash. Even in Beis HaMikdash, still it's going to be awesome, because it's a very serious shvus. Whenever shvusim on Shabbos Yadav come up, it's always remembered to, it's always important to remember the Ramban's comment that we have to think about whenever we talk about shvusim. The Isurei Derabanan of Shabbos and Yontif are unique. They're different than other Isurei Derabanan of Kashrus, of other areas. In that, says the Ramban in Parshas Emor, the shvusim Derabanan on Shabbos and Yontif are there to help create an atmosphere. There's a positive element to the shvusim Derabanan. Says the Ramban, the Hanir Ali, this is in Chaf Gimel Chaf Dalet in Emor. Shahamedrash Hazel Omar. Shenitztavinu min haTorah liosvanu menucha biyantif afilu midvarim she'ena malacha. The Torah, when the Torah says Yelachem Shabbason, it means that we are supposed to rest from items even not included in the Lama Tess. Lo she yishra kalayom, the Rabban says, you could schlep around and have a very tiring, not restful day and not violate any malacha. I could limdot, I could measure my tfuos, I could weigh payros, I could get, sell things on credit, I could schlep things, I could clean out my garage, and I could do everything, and it won't be Shabbos. So that's why the Rabbanim made all these dim Rabbanim of Shabbosim to help create the atmosphere of Shabbos. So when Tosfos says here, Shvus Gadol Hu, he might be having that in mind. Because still, it's a Shvus Gadol, and we have to, even though it's mutter, but we're creating an atmosphere here on Shabbos, and we have to be very careful about that. Good. Vayter in the Gemara. Masav Rav Yosef. So we're about to ask a question on answer number one. Answer number one was Yad versus Kli. Our Mishnah is about cutting it off with your hands, and the Mishnah Pesachim is about cutting off with a Kli. Why? We're about to ask that Mishnah over there, Pesachim, cannot be about a Kli. Why? Because the following line in that Mishnah. Amr Reb Eliezer Kavachomer. Reb Eliezer says it's a Kavachomer in the context over there. There's a machlokas. Uma Shchita Shehi Mishim Malacha Doches HaShabbos. If Shchita, which is a real Malacha, it's still Doches HaShabbos for a Karman Pesach. Elu Shemishim Shvus. So all these are only Durabanan. They surely should be Doches HaShabbos. They're Durabanan. What do you mean? I thought we said that Mishnah is about a Kli. A Kli is Daraisa. Must be that's wrong. We reject that first answer of Yad versus Kli, because that Mishnah cannot be about a Kli, because it's only an Issa Durabanan there. So El Amar of Yosef, Hava Habi Yad. Rav Yosef says, okay, next try, really, it's the third answer, possibly, that really both the Mishnais are talking about cutting a ward off with one's hands. Ushvus mikdash b'mikdash hitiru, shvus de mikdash b'medina lo hitiru. What's the difference? Where are you? If you're in the Beis HaMikdash, like the Kohanim and Karbanos, that's allowed. You're allowed to do the Drabanan. But the Mishnah Pesachim is everybody in Yerushalayim. Everybody in Yerushalayim. Yisraelim are dealing with their Karbanos before they bring it to the Azara to Shecht it. So there, it's a Shvus Mikdash, but not in the Mikdash. So Lo Itiru, that we are not Matir. So we don't allow that, and that's the third answer for the Stira. Yosef Abaye v'kamalosh Maitza. So Abaye said this over, this idea of a Shvus related to the Mikdash outside the base of Mikdash is not allowed. We're not going to allow that Issur Drabanan. So is that really true? A sphere of Safra la Abaye, Rav Safra asked, Hayakore b'sefer al hoeskopa. If somebody, we had this last week, Hayakore b'sefer al hoeskopa, if somebody is reading a sefer, remember the days of old, Svarim were written as scrolls. Let's say one of the sides rolls out of his hand. I'm still holding one side. So to take it back would at most be a Drabanan. Hayakari b'sefer l'skopa. Vinis galgel ha'sefer miyado, and it rolled out of his hands. Golo etzlo, he can roll it back up. Roll it back up. So, what are we talking about here? Rashi adds, you have to have this Rashi in order to understand what's going on in the Gemara, that svarim are considered shvus de mikdash, because they're about kisvei HaKodesh, and therefore that's the status of a beis ha-mikdash inyan. So this is called Vahahacha de shvus de mikdash b'medinahu. This is also, you're outside the Beis HaMikdash, but it's a shvus b'mikdash, right? It's related to mikdash because it's Torah, and it's in the Medina, outside the mikdash. V'lo gazrinon. We don't make a gzera dilma nafil. Maybe it'll fall out of your hands totally. V'asila asuya, you might bring it. So you see, there's no gzera. So how could you say that we're gozer on a shvus mikdash b'medina? You see here, it's mutter, we're not gozer. Says the Gemara, no. V'lo kimna, didn't we already establish that what's the case of the iskopa? Be iskopa carmelis v'rushas ramo veris lefaneha. We're talking about you're standing in a carmelis and the streets in front of you. So at most, it's a drabanon. Tekiva de igdu biyado afishvus nami leka. You're not doing anything right now, and even if you would drop it, at most it would be a drabanan. That's where it's mutter. But a shvus de mikdash b'medina with a zachshash of a d'oraisa, so then we would say it is aser. Okay, we tried one, and now we'll try one more. Eisvei, the Mishnah says at the end of the first parak in Shabbos, Mishal shalen es ha-pesach l'tanarim chashecha, when we have Erev Pesach on a Friday. Erev Pesach on a Friday. And remember, you shechted the Karban Pesach that day, and now you have to get it ready for the Seder that night. You're allowed to lower the Karban Pesach into the oven as it's getting dark. Even though, remember the third parak in Shabbos. What do you mean? There are all these limitations about cooking on Shabbos. Gzeirah shem yachate, you have to cover, it has to be a third cook, a half cooked. All the gzeirahs that we have with Shehiyah. So says the Mishnah, it's mutter. You're allowed to put the Pesach into the oven, im chashecha, right as it's getting dark. But 1 minute. V'ya hacha de shvus de mikdash b'medina hu. This again is a shvus de mikdash of a karban in Yerushalayim. V'lo gazrina shem yechad b'gacholim. You see, there's no gzeirah de rabbanan. So we're back to the question. How can you say that's the answer to the stira and the mishnayis? And the mishnah psachim is shvus de mikdash b'medina. That's why it's aser. You see, it's mutter here. Ishtik, so no answer was given. Kiyasa l'kamei Rav Yosef, when we came to in front of Yosef, Amalei Rav Yosef says, I have an answer. Hachi Amarli Rav Safra. Hachi Amarli Rav Safra Amarli. My Rav Safra Amarli. Sorry. Hachi Amarli Rav Safra. Amarli, my time alo tishani le. Rav Safra told me, why didn't you answer him? B'nei Chaburah's reason, Hain. The reason that it's mutter over there by Karman Pesach is that the B'nei Chaburah are all together. And if the B'nai Chabur are all together, that's why generally a Shvus to Mikdash B'Medina would not be allowed. But if you have the whole group of the B'nai Chabura, so then there's Zariz. Rashi says, to call a Oskin B'Kachim Zrizin V'Chachamim. You could assume they did their homework if they're involved in the base in the Karban Pesach. And therefore, even though normally maybe it would not be allowed if it's every personal individual, but if it's a whole Chabura for the Karban Pesach, it would be allowed. The Abaya, why didn't Abaya give that answer? Why did he keep quiet? Kohanim's reason, hey, Mamrinan. B'nei Chabura's reason, hey, Lo Amrinan. He's not so sure about that. The Kohanim spend many years getting ready for their Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. But every Pesach, maybe people have busy time before Pesach. Who says they're ready? Who says that they would know all the halachas and be able to remind each other? And therefore, that is why Abaya did not give that answer, and rather, he just remained silent. Period. One final, actually, before we do that, we're talking about various issues of melachos that are being done, and the Isser Melacha on Shabbat, Isser Melacha on Yantif. There was another time that there was an Isser Melacha. Why am I talking about this here? Again, because the Chashuk Echemet brings it up. There's another kind of personal Isser Melacha, and that is during Sheva Brachas. During Sheva Brachas, a Chasan and a Kawa have an Isser Melacha, not supposed to go to work. Shulchan Aruch says that in Simin Samach Dalad and Evan Ezer. Hanose Besula. Tsarech Lismach Yma Zayin Yamim. Shelo Yaase Malacha. Velo Yisav Yitin Bashuk. He says it there. And the Ramah adds, the Chasan Aser Baasias Malacha. The Aser Latseis Yichidi Bashuk. It's Aser. What's the Ramah adding? So the Shulchan Aruch already says, Shelo Yaase Malacha. The Ramah says, Chasan Aser. So explain the Beis Shmuel HaChalkas Machokek. The Ramah is adding that Mechila doesn't even work. The Shulchan Aruch sounds like there's an Isser Malacha, so he's open to be Mesameh. Tzarech Lismach Ima Shelo Yaase Malacha. But what if she says it's okay? She's Mocheles. Pasha is Mutter. That's the Chiddush of the Ramah. Explain the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Machokek. That even Mechila shouldn't work. Why? Because per se there's an Isser Malacha. Chasen Dome LaMelech. Question. Sheila, there was a story that a man went into a taxi, and all of a sudden, while he's driving, the taxi driver turns to him and says, by the way, I get a mazel tov. I got married 2 days ago. You got married 2 days ago in the middle of Sheva Brachas. He says, I know, but I need the parnasa. What can I do? I need the parnasa. So what do you do? Do you have a requirement to get out of a taxi? So what? He's doing it, but you can't be involved in his aveira. This is a malacha. Do you have to get out? Is that called lifnei iver? Is that called misayeya? So Pashtus is, says Rav Zilberstein, there is a machlokas achronim, whether the chasen is allowed to work, but makam sheish davar ha'avid. So maybe that's the machlokas here too. But then he says, I don't think so. He says, because here this isn't davar ha'avid. He didn't say he would lose his job without it. It's just that he wouldn't be marviach. If he wouldn't be marviach, bevadai, ein lo chasen lavo, b'shivas yimei mishta. Afilo mishta mocheles. Even if the ishta, the wife is mochel, she shouldn't work. Achain. But in our case, he's doing it anyway. Lamaisa, hachasan over va'oved, v'toin shu zakuk l'kesef, nireh, shein sorach limchas biyado. You don't have to scream at him, nothing to do. You could say, try to go home, but you don't have to get out of the taxi. If you want to do mitzvah men amuvchar, then give him extra money for a wedding present and say, you know what? Go home now. Go home now and stop working. So that's lefni mishur es hadin. But one doesn't need to do that per se, may ikar hadin. Okay. Let us continue. Second to last line, answer number four. Rava Amar. Rava says, this is fourth try. How do we answer up the stira between the two Mishnayos? Our Mishnah here in Erevin says, one is allowed to cut a wart off of an animal on Shabbos in the Mikdash. And the Mishnah in Psachim says, not allowed. So, first answer was Yad versus Kli. Second answer was Lacha versus Yevesha. Third answer was Shvus Mikdash b'Medina, Shvus Mikdash b'Mikdash. Fourth answer, Rava Amar Rebbe Eliezer he. It's Rebbe Eliezer's opinion, who are Mishnah. De Amar Machshire Mitzvah Dochanes HaShabbos. Rebbe Machshire Mitzvah Dochanes HaShabbos. It's like Rebbe Eliezer we had before. And this is Machshire, and it's not an actual Akrava, but the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you can't use a Kli. What do you mean? Rebbe Eliezer says you can even do a Daraisa. Umode Rebbe Eliezer, de kama de efshar lishanuye mishaninan. Even according to Rebbe Eliezer, that allows machshire mitzvah, if you could do it, if you could minimize the isurim at all, should try to do a drabanan instead of a daraisa, try to minimize. Mahi, where does Rebbe Eliezer say that? That you always try to minimize. So we'll try to figure it out from the following. The Tanya, there's a Brisa. Kohen. So forget an animal. What about a Kohen now? Kohen should also bow Yabelis. If a Kohen has a wart on his body, Chaveiro, Chot Cholobashinov, his friend could bite it off. His friend could bite it off. So, to the Yukim, Bishinov in Biklilo, only with his teeth and not with a Kli, and Chaveiro in Iulo, only his friend and only his friend's teeth. So that's what the Brisa says. So what about Yad? So Pashtus, Yad, and mouth are the same thing. The Gemara's going to talk about that. They're both Derabanan. So that's the question. Why the teeth? So Mani, who is this according to? So Ilema Rabbanan Uba Mikdash. Are we talking about the Rabbanan in the Beis HaMikdash? Which Rabbanan? Let's backtrack for a second. One note of introduction. There is a Machlokes Tanoim in Maseches Shabbos. If I bite my nails on Shabbos, if I cut my nails with my hands on Shabbos, is that an Issa D'Araisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan? We all like the Rabbanan. That's an Issa D'Rabbanan. Even though many billions of people bite their nails, it's still D'Rabbanan. While Rebbe Lazar says, no, it's D'Araisa. So that's what's being referred to in these lines right now. So Mani, who is the opinion in this Mishnah about a Kohen is only allowed to have his friend's teeth? So Ilema Rabbanan Uba Mikdash. If we're talking about the Rabbanan in the Mikdash, so Kivan to Ami Rabbanan Ba'alma Mishum Shvus, the Rabbanan usually say that hands or teeth is only the Rabbanan, so Hacha Malihu Mali Chaveiro. So what's the difference if hands or teeth? What's the difference if you or your friend? It's all the Rabbanan. So why would you have to do your friend and their friend's teeth? Elo lav Rebbe Eliezer. So it must be Rebbe Eliezer. De Omar ba'al machayev chatas. Rebbe Eliezer, who usually says, for no reason, biting or cutting your nails on Shabbos is an iser de oraisa. Ve'achan here, it's mutter because of machshirin. But he says, you always try to do the strangest way. That is first try, right? That's the mission, this Brisa. So this Brisa proves to us, it must be Rebbe Eliezer Shita. And you see, therefore, that as much as you can be Mishana, you try to be Mishana. So the Gemara says, maybe not, lo. Maybe this Brisa is not Rebbe Eliezer. Lo la olam Rabbanan. Maybe it's rather Rabbanan Shita. The Eosa Bikreso Achanami. Really, it's the Rabbanan. Ah, you're asking me why he doesn't use his hands? Or why doesn't he do it himself? He would do it himself if it was on his stomach. Hakamai Skina, the problem is here, he can't reach. Kagocha, also lo neshicha begabo. It's on his back, about to the yod, on the back of his elbows. Di'iulo Masi Shakale. He can't reach it. So that's why his friend is involved, but it's a more of a practical reason than a lumdish reason, because he can't reach it. Says the Gemara. So therefore there's no raya. Maybe this price is like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan ishkaleni elibiyan. Okay, so why doesn't his friend take it with his hands? Why does he need the teeth? Vitiv shot de Rebbe Elazar. So you should prove, go back. Prove it's Rebbe Elazar shita. To Amar Rebbe Elazar machlokes biyad. And Rebbe Elazar says about the machlokes between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim, about dealing with nails on Shabbos, the machlokas is only biyad avo bekli devriya kol chayiv. But bekli, if you use a scissors, even the Rabbanan agree, you're chayiv. Is that true? Maybe this is the Rabbanan shita, and that's true. Says the Gemara, ula taimeich l'Rebbe Eliezer, nami lishkaleni alebiyad. But still, you go back to the original point, says the Gemara. If it's Rebbe Eliezer, why wouldn't you be able to just take a biyad? Why by the teeth? So Gemara says, "Hi, Mai." Final stage of the Gemara. E Amr Bishlamal Rabbi Eliezer. If you say our brisa again, the brisa that says you have to use your friend's teeth. If you say it's like Rabbi Eliezer, Hainu de Gozer Yada to Kli. I understand that we always try to be Mishane as much as possible. And that's why, and that proves what we're trying to prove. Ela Iamet Rabbanani, but you're trying to say maybe it's the Rabbanan Shita? But at the end of the day, you're going to be stuck. Nishkli Nilibiyad. There's no reason why you should have to use your teeth more than your hands. It's already a Shinui. It's already considered the Rabbanan at most. So therefore, why would you have to use your teeth? It must be, it's not Rabbanan, it's Rabbi Eliezer Shita, Vesulomidi. And therefore, there's no other question to ask on that. So we have a raya that according to Rabbi Eliezer, who allows Machshire Mitzvah on Shabbos, but still, as much as you can be Mishana, Kama De'efshar L'shanuye, Mishanin. And you always try to be Mishana. Interesting, I saw one of the Achronim bring up the question. There was a Bris Mila in Chutzla Aretz on Yantif Sheni. And the question is, there was an Israeli there. Is it better to have the Israeli Moel do the Mila because Lagabav, it's weekday? Or do you say, no, it's Mutter, and you can have the Ben Chutzlar, it's Moel, even though it's Yantav Sheni, according to him. Right, do you say that's an example of Kama de Efshar Lishanuye Mishaninan? Right, the more you can do me Mishanet, yeah, have the Israeli do it. It's weekday for him. Or is it enough that, no, it's enough to be Mishana. You have a heter here. Do Bris Mila. If it's a Bris Mila Bismanu, and therefore, it wouldn't be an example of that. But either way, this is an important discussion of as much as one can be Mishana, one should do. Good, we continue. Says the Mishnah. Kohen shalaka be'etzba'o, a Kohen that has a wound on his finger. We'll see exactly in the Gemara where the wound is. But the issue here is that it's a bizayon for a Kohen who has a gross wound on his hand to do the avoda. So he wants to cover it up. So korecholeh gemi b'mikdash. You could cover up with a reed. With a reed in the base of mikdash. What's the potential problem? A reed is medicinal. It heals. And therefore we know there's an isser of refuah b'shabbos v'yantif for somebody who's not at least a chola she'ein bo sakana. And here he's not. So therefore, that's the chiddush. Even though it's medicinal and it's refuah, you're allowed to do it in the mikdash, avaloba medina, but you can't do it in the medina, that would be an issa d'rabbanan. Ve'im lahotzi dam, but if you do it so tightly, because you want to squeeze dam out, kanvekadosa, that's asr. That's the malacha of chavala of wounding. Period. We didn't mention this before, but we can ask it now. Fascinating that there's no gemara anywhere that tells you which av malacha is chovel included in. Chovel is not one of the 39 malachas. But it's for sure us or daraisa. Which malacha? Rashi and Shabbos, Kuf Zayin has two deis. Maybe it is shochet, using the principle of mali kutla kula, mali kutla palka. You kill somebody the whole way or you make them bleed. Right? It's kind of similar. So chovel is part of shochet. Or Rashi says maybe it's soveya, it's coloring. You're coloring the skin around. The Rambam says neither. The Rambam says it's the malacha of dush. You are moving something from its natural habitat, so to speak, out. Like squeezing out a fruit, says the Rambam. Like milking a cow. All of those are dush. So the Rambam says chovel is dush. So chovel is for sure usser. The question is, which av malacha is it? That is a machlokas. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda b'rei de Rabbi Chiya, lo shanu el gemi. The Mishnah only allows you to use a reed, because that doesn't cause any other problems. Avot tziltzol katan, but if you use a little belt, have a yitra begadim, then it'll be an extra beged. The Kohen is only allowed to wear his 4, the Kohen Gadol his 8, and if you have an extra belt on the finger, it's an extra beged, right? Misa b'dei shamayim, you're not allowed to do the avoda either missing a beged or with an extra beged. Even the assumption of the first day of here is that it will be usher, even though it's on the finger, even though it's in a place where which usually does not get any beged. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he argues, lo amru yitur begadim, alo b'makam begadim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the only isser of yitur is if you add on something to a place which usually only has 1, and you put on 2. You put on 2 shirts and 2 pants. Avol shalo b'makam begadim, lo avi yitur begadim. No, and shalo b'makam begadim is not a problem. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Pashas is that gemi is lav dafka. Put anything on the finger. I v'tebek lemi shem chatzitza. So what about chatzitza? There can't be any separation between the begadim that you wear and the skin. So bismol, It's on his left hand, and he's using his right hand for the avodah. So there's no chatzitza issues. Inami or biyamin v'shalo b'shas avoda. Or it's on his right hand. Shalo b'makam avoda. What if it's on a pinky and he's not using the pinky? So either way, there's no chatzitza issues. Period. Upliga de Rava. And this, the above opinions argue on Rava. Why? D'amar Rava, Amar Efchiz. Rava says as follows. B'makom begadim. In a place where the Kohen usually wears his begadim. Afilu nimachas chotzetzes. Even one thread. Not even a beged. Even if you have one thread on the body between the big dick kahuna and the body, that is chotzeitz. Shalo b'makam begadim. If it's not b'makam begadim, where begadim usually don't go, then it's only an issue of yitur. It's not chatzitza. Shalosh al shalosh chotzeitz. Three, if you have a beged, that's 3x3 chotzeitz, which really doesn't mean chotzeitz. There's no chatzitza there. It just means yitur begadim. Pachad b'makam shalosh in a chotzeitz. If you don't have it, if it's less than 3x3, it's not chotzeitz. That is shitas rava. So the Gemara says, "Ad Rabbi Yochanan vade pliga." Rava for sure argues with Rabbi Yochanan, because Rava said, Rabbi Yochanan said that there's no yitur begadim except for makom begadim, and Rava says shalom makom begadim. There is a problem. So Rava and Rabbi Yochanan for sure argue. Ad Rabbi Yehuda v'Reid Rabbi Yechia mi leima pliga. But does Rava argue on Rabbi Yehuda the first shita? The first shita said that tzilzul katan is a problem. Tzilzul katan is tiny. It's less than 3x3. So is that a machlokas too? Rava and Rabbi Yochanan for sure argue. Do Rava and Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Chiya argue? The Gemara says, maybe not. Shiny, tzilzul katan the chashiv. Tzilzul katan might be different. Even though it's less than 3x3, it's chashiv. Anything inherently chashiv could be a problem of yitur, even if it's less than 3x3. Period. That's all the first version of the Gemara. What about tefillin? Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. What about tefillin shel yad? Right, is there issues of chatzitza? What does a Kohen do with about tefillin shel yad? Just one other source, maybe just to mention, and that is, we mentioned this in the past, we'll start with some other mechusar begadim discussions, but just to keep in mind, the machlokas Rambam Ramban. The Rambam counts the wearing the big day kahuna as a separate mitzvah zaseh daraisa. Mitzvah lamed gimel. Shenitztavu ha-kohanim lobosh begadim yuchadim l'chavur l'safares. Mitzvah lamed gimel. It's a kohanim to wear the begadim. V'oz yavdu ba-mikdash. Rambam quotes this, to be tachlis hayofi. Says the Ramban, this is just a prat of the avoda. Why do you count this as a separate mitzvah? Wearing the clothes, it's a hechsher avoda. You don't count it as a separate mitzvah, Rambam. I don't know why you count it as a separate mitzvah. Just like the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, you don't count it as a separate mitzvah, except for the aron. So all the begadim you don't count. And all the achronim on the sefer mitzvahs defend. Says the Leif Sameach, Ani Omei Emes. The Rambam agrees that if you wear the begadim of avodas psula, but that doesn't mean that it's part of that mitzvah. It could be separate. V'yakas of Yochiach. The Leif Sameach says, look at the pasuk. V'yasu big de kodesh la'aron achicha l'chavod l'safares. It doesn't say la'avod l'shares. L'chavod l'safares. That's independent. Creating the kohanim, helping them become who they are. As the Gemara says in Zvachim, Tazayin, Yudzayin, Bizman she bigdeyem aleyem kuhunasam aleyem. Ain bigdeyem aleyem, ain kuhunasam aleyem. Only when they wear the begadim are they fully kohanim. It's even the amazing story in the Hagos Mordechai in Gittin. Quotes this in Tav Samach Aleph. There was a story that there was a kohen that was once pouring water for Rabbeinu Tam. And one of the Talmidim jumped up and says, Rebbe, you're not allowed to have a kohen work for you. Mishtamish b'kuhuna loke. Rabbeinu Tam says, "Bizman shebigdeyem aleihem kuhunasam aleihem." And he's not wearing bigdei kahuna. What? He's not a kohen. He would duchin. He would bench first. No, Rabbeinu Tam though thought that the isser of being mishtamish b'kahuna, that's totally on the din of a kohen in the Beis Hamikdash, which is big with bigdei kahuna. But obviously, there are two dinim of a kohen: din with the begadim, without the begadim. You got to figure out which din of the kohen applies with. And which did the Kohen are with that? Okay, we'll stop there. Balishna Achrina, Balishna, we'll continue next time with the second to last daf here in Meseches Eruvin.